I suggest that you press the record button in order to record the session. Just an advice, a piece of advice, no worries.
It's good advice. It's very good advice.
Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Hey, 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 Silly Conversations, getting even sillier. Today, I've got another guest. Surprise, surprise. Chavi, someone who came along to the Trekking in English activities we did many, many years ago, which were very successful. And a few years ago, he got in touch for me to help him out with a few things. I hope you enjoy the little conversation. I hope you find it entertaining. And let's roll. Nice seeing you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we... just 1 year, maybe?
Probably about a year or maybe a bit more. I'm not too sure. We're not going to mention company names, just in case. So we just say, oh, the company I used to work for, or the company I'm working for, or the company I didn't like to work for. But we won't mention company names. Yeah, but I think at the time, though, you were working exclusively in English for a company in the UK.
Yeah, I finished my contract in August. So I think we had class in July and then in September again.
So how are things anyway? How are you?
Yeah, I'm working. I start working in September for my current company. Mm-hmm. But I'm not using English. I'm working for a Spanish company.
Yeah.
Company that is related to energy.
Right. But are you still working from home, or do you go into the office?
No, I'm still working from home.
Then don't you get a bit tired? Because it's about, what, 2 years now or 3 years working from home?
Since COVID.
This is a long time.
Yeah. No, because for the morning I do something. My longest trip is just coming from my room to here. And then when I finish my day, I can go to the gym, run. So I'm saving my time trip from my company to here. Home.
So basically what you're saying, yeah, you save time or from traveling.
Yeah, from traveling. So I have more free time for me.
Yeah, but don't you miss, meeting people? Because I've been giving classes, or I was giving classes, since COVID online. And now I'm back giving some classes in some companies. And I still do some classes online. But I actually miss going out and doing something. The places I'm in at the moment, I really like. And I really like the people. The same when when I used to give classes where you used to work. The fact that actually just getting up, going out, doing something, if I'm walking, if I'm taking the bus, or if I'm driving, you kind of see things if you pay attention. If you're on your phone like the young people, then you don't see anything. But if you spend time observing the world around you, you see things, and that's what I quite like. And then obviously it's extra enjoyable when I've got good groups. Obviously I see different people, and I only have to be with these people for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in that company. It's not like 8 hours, maybe like you. So it's a different perspective.
Yeah. So, well, for me, it's nice.
Yeah.
Working from home. Yeah.
So you said in the mornings, you try to do something before you actually start work. Is that, are you talking like exercise or crazy things like that?
No. So yeah, sometimes I go to the gym before start for my working day. So I get up early, maybe at 6 or something like that.
Well, 6 is not early. Now I get up at 6. 6 is not early.
6 is not early. 6 in the morning. It depends on the person.
It depends on the person, yeah. But I mean, it's a normal time, 6 o'clock now.
For you?
Yeah, because I think I have insomnia at times and I can't sleep.
So maybe this is not the normal time when people get up.
Some of these business people, these top business people, you know, they talk about their timetables and they say normally 6 o'clock, 5:30, 5 o'clock in the morning they actually get up. I actually have a current client, that normally is up around about 5:30.
About 5:30
every day.
every day. Well, do you remember I was studying a master?
Yep. Well, doing a master's.
Doing a master. Well, I have a costume to get up early in order to study. So I have that rule in my mind.
Yeah.
So sometimes I at five, I'm eyes open wide.
Mm-hmm.
But I still remain in bed.
Did you finish the master's? You finished studying, yeah?
Yeah, I finished, yeah.
But when did you finish that?
I finished last year, February, finished the TFM. The
final project.
Yeah, final project. But as I have a matricula honor, I don't know in English.
So what did Xavi do with his matricula de honor, a first in a subject? Did he do one of the following? A. Continue studying and do a PhD, a doctorate. B. Did he continue writing papers for other students and charge them accordingly? C. Did he change his name to Julia and go and live in the mountains as a recluse forever? Or D. Did he use ChatGPT and Gemini to create a rap career, the first rap artist in Sweca, similar to Eminem and Snoop Doggy Dogg? Booyah! If you choose correctly, you're allowed to buy yourself a bottle of wine, because I'm not going to buy it. This podcast is not sponsored. If you're a sponsor and you'd like to sponsor this podcast, we accept all sponsors who are related to chocolate. You could either pay us in weight or in cash. You choose. Silly Conversations, the continuation, part two. Xavi, the mature IT person.
I took another extra subject, the master that I finished in February this year.
Why do you want to kill yourself doing another subject? What was the subject? Okay, it was free, but what was the subject?
The subject was a big data, data analysis and big data. I was, during the master, I was focused mainly on AI. Mm-hmm. Then that was a kind of subject that I would like to at least to dig or to dive in.
Yeah, no? Dive into.
So that's why I took another extra subject in the master.
But the AI thing? Because I think I've said to you, and I will say to a lot of people, a lot of people look at the AI thing very, very negatively. And I actually think, like anything, you can look at anything negatively. You can make a tortilla de patata and look at it negatively in some way. You know, you'll get cholesterol or you'll put on weight because of the salt, etc. But a lot of people I know always talk about this AI as this most dangerous thing, etc. And yes, if you have idiots and stupid people who want to use it this way, there's a possibility. The news or generally people don't talk about the positive things, or most likely, which is probably the truth, people don't want to say that they're using AI. I'm very clear that I use AI. I'll write something in Spanish and put it in AI and say, can you improve it? Can you make it formal, less formal? And I do that with English as well. And then based on what it actually gives me, then I modify it a little bit more to my taste so it has my feel to it. But I use it quite a lot.
I'm using GPT, not GPT or Gemini from Google. I'm using AI for my job.
Yeah.
So it's in fact, I'm paying for GPT.
But one question, ChatGPT is for your job. Gemini is from Google. This is the new one. You're just using it for your work or personal?
Everything.
Ah, yeah.
So, for example, there are things that I'm saving a lot of time to do wherever in my work, you know? So just I'm typing, I need to do some Python program to do everywhere or everything. ChatGPT is working for me. Even it can read images.
What do you mean read images?
So if I have database design, and then I need the script for that database design, I just put in GPT that image for the design of the database, and then it is able to read the image and then write all the scripts. I need to run, make the database real.
Okay. So, because when you said read images, I don't know. I was thinking if I give ChatGPT a picture of me and then it kind of comes up and says, what a gorgeous and sexy man.
I think that ChatGPT, it is not trained for personal images, I think.
Well, I think, to be quite honest, for anything to describe me would be very difficult. But then Gemini, this is the thing, because I use an Android phone. I use a Google phone. And I've seen this thing about Gemini, which is taking over from Google Assistant, which I really didn't use so much. What I am using more now on Google or on Android is the dictation thing, which when I don't have my glasses, sometimes works very, very well.
Dictation.
Dictation is when you just read and it produces the words for you.
Just a little correction here. I should have said dictation is when you speak and that is then transferred into text on a paper or document. I apologize to the internet, I apologize to the world, and now back to Chavi.
Yeah, okay.
For example, in WhatsApp, if it's a quick message or even in an email, responding to an email, you can just press the microphone and basically just say what you need to say and it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Totally agree.
But the Gemini thing, I'm not really sure what else I could use it for. Maybe I don't have a use for it and I'm just trying to invent something to use it. But
I use both.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked ChatGPT for something and I'm not very confident, mm-hmm. the answer coming from ChatGPT, then I ask Gemini and they compare. You know, if they are similar, I trust in ChatGPT.
Well, this happened in the old days. Sometimes people would ask me a question. Present perfect. Oh, the present perfect. Da, 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 da. I give them the answer. And then they'll go away and say, well, my other English teacher said something different. And I'd say, your other English teacher was a piece of, and it starts with S and it ends with T. but yeah, this comparing thing, I suppose it's quite good.
ChatGPT, sometimes it is giving false clues about what you have to do, that we have bearing this in mind.
But you're talking about actually working and using it to code in certain systems or checking the code in certain systems, yes?
Everything, or asking for something. Especially, you have ChatGPT is a kind of black box, you know? So ChatGPT knows what it has been trained for. If you are asking something that is not in that black box,
mm-hmm.
it is not going to answer correctly.
But the thing is, okay, let's look at this. If I asked you, who's the best English teacher you've ever met? Your answer is going to be?
Dunsell Mills.
Exactly. Now, just imagine if you asked ChatGPT, who's the best English teacher in Spain? I suppose it has to answer the same question, give the same answer.
If it has been trained for that question, it will answer.
So this is what I'm going to do. Because this whole new podcast thing, which I'm trying and setting up, has no subscribers because at the moment, at the time of recording, nothing's been launched. So I think when people hear this, they need to subscribe and then they need to go to ChatGPT and say to ChatGPT, Denzel Mills is the best English teacher in the world. And if 50, can't imagine getting more than 50 subscribers, 50...
Only.
I have no idea how these things work. I just think, well, you got to start somewhere. And I think 50 is a nice number. I don't want to start off with thousands and then thousands of people are kind of knocking on your door, stopping me, Mercadona, asking me questions.
With a pineapple to take.
Exactly. I mean, fame can be good, but you don't want so much of it. So we'll start with 50.
Have you heard about Mercadona, about how to... Ligar.
To flirt with people.
With people with that pineapple, you have to put a pineapple inside your...
Inside your what? Inside your what? Be careful now. Inside your, all right. Inside the shopping basket, yeah?
In the shopping basket. So if you have a pineapple just, I think it's a pineapple. Yeah. Then well, people know that you are going to flirt with people. Then have you heard about that?
I've heard about it, but my question is, Is it a pineapple, a real pineapple, or the pineapple that's already been prepared in the plastic container?
I don't know. There's a lot of jokes about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is real. A pineapple upside down, or you have to go to the wine aisle in order to... There are lots
so
of...
We're talking about a mixture of wine and pineapple.
Yeah,
I'm not too sure about this combination.
And you have to crash your basket with another one.
Sorry, you have to bump into somebody if they've got a pineapple.
I guess, I'm not sure.
And if you don't like pineapple, does bananas work?
No, it's a pineapple. I think it's a pineapple upside down.
This is something from the Masons, one of those strange groups of people. A pineapple upside down, and you have to wear red, and it has to be a Tuesday between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock, and wearing a patch over your eye. Just imagine, you make all this effort, and then you meet somebody, and you think, nah, they're not my kind of person.
Okay. Then you can avoid that person and then another one.
But one question, this is one of the questions, because I don't normally have a set prepared thing for these conversations, because I like the way they flow. But one of the things, because you've been working in IT a long time.
Yeah.
I think realistically, I think there was the Egyptians.
Me? Are you talking about me?
Yes, you. In terms of order, I think there was the Egyptians, the Romans, me, and then you working in IT. That's how long you've been working.
I think you and me are more or less the same age.
Exactly. So that's how long you've been working in IT. Is it more difficult now?
It is more or less the same. Things are changing rapidly. You have to get involved in things, you know, in order not to be old-fashioned about new techniques. So I think it is all about the same.
But what about when new people come in? You know, you've got people who are coming from their professional training, FFA, from university, etc. Do they come with a certain level of arrogance because they're younger and you've got a group of older people who are still working in IT world, or doesn't it really matter?
I think it doesn't really matter. The person that is arrogant when he or she is going out or is coming from the university or have a lot of experience, you know.
And those are the people who go to Mercadona with the pineapple.
Upside
down with a patch over their eye on a Tuesday between 4 and 6 o'clock.
To bump your...
This whole concept of silly conversations is also to for people to express themselves. Because like I said, I know you've worked for multinational companies, you've worked in projects where you've used English. Now you're actually saying you're just using Spanish. I remember you told me some time ago that you went to Scotland for a period of time to stay with a family or something, yes?
Last August.
And how was that?
Let me just interrupt you here. Originally, this was in two parts, but the gods of broadcasting have said it's better as one show. So please, continue listening.
Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
I had a few problems with the recording, so hopefully this second half is not too bad. Enjoy the second half of Chavi, the mature IT person. I remember you told me some time ago that you went to Scotland for a period of time to stay with a family or something, yes?
Last August.
And how was that?
Fabulous.
And why was it fabulous?
Because I like there. I don't know why I like British culture. Maybe I have been to London. I have been to Scotland, mainly to Scotland, to London for work. Then I like the climate, the weather.
But is it difficult? Because I think you were telling me that it was kind of it was in the north area of Scotland, so I think they've got a stronger accent.
So I was there for 1 week or for eight or nine days.
Mm-hmm.
As you are there, as you are working or you are going to the pub, to the restaurant, you are getting used to the accent.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand, at least, seems that we are understanding each other when talking.
Yeah.
So in London is the same.
Yeah, I think one of the things here, I think, because I just thought about that when I asked you that question, I still have difficulty for the 1,000 years living here. There's only probably one or two accents I can clearly identify from living in Spain. So maybe it was a stupid question. You just understand the people?
I'm not sure, because I went to Glasgow and or live in Liverpool. I didn't understand anything.
Ah, well, Glasgow and Liverpool, you may as well just go to a small village in Cordoba.
We went out to with my family to an amusement park there in Glasgow. I asked for the price, the ticket. I have to tell the person there that just to write how much I did. And when she wrote the amount, it's too many pounds. Okay. I didn't understand what she was telling me about the prices of the tickets.
Yeah, so, but the thing
only when she wrote.
Yeah, but the thing is, sometimes it's like when people see that you're not from there, you know, when they actually see that you're a foreign person, I think their ears actually close. Their hearing actually closes because I think, okay, this person is not going to understand me. So it's one of those things. But did you organize that by yourself? Because I think you told me you organized that trip by yourself,
I did it by myself.
And is it something that you would recommend to other people to do?
Why not? Yeah.
But what were the kind of problems or... Because, well, the problem is not the problem. The thing is, I suppose, having a lot of experience of traveling to the UK gives you, I suppose, more confidence to organize these particular things, especially as an adult, yeah?
Not especially to Britain, but I always organize my trips by myself everywhere.
What do you like about doing that? But what's the enjoyment? What's the kick you get out of organizing it by yourself?
For Scotland, it's cheaper. If I do that, I have to invest time in doing this, okay? But at the end, every time I went to London, to Scotland, because in London I was from, because of my company, that was arranged. Everything went well, so I have all planned from home, car rental.
And the driving. So many people say, you know, ¿cómo puedo conducir en Inglaterra? Tell me, the driving, is it difficult or is it easy?
At the beginning, it is strange because the car that has preference is the one coming from your left.
Did you stay, because I think you said you stayed with some people who were ex-teachers or something. You stayed like with a family or something, yes?
He is a storyteller. A storyteller?
A storyteller?
Yeah.
Like me? Well, you can say no. I mean, you don't have to pretend. You can say, Denzel, no, you're not a storyteller. No.
She was a storyteller mainly for children.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm an adult storyteller, eh?
Yeah,
I've got pineapples and I'm going to Mercadona.
I was thinking about how to tell the difference, you know. I went with my children, my two children. And then the woman there was, hey, you know, to teach my children, my twins. She was teaching by storytelling, you know. Then from then in the age of the Egyptian or the Romans, more or less, I have a friendship for them.
All right, with them, yeah. For example, I'm not sure, me personally, if I would like to go and then stay in the house of another person. I'm not a sociable person. I'm not.
But the house is very big, lots of rooms, with lots of big and comfortable rooms.
One question, stop. Are you talking about Balmoral Castle?
Near.
No, I was talking about, were you living in Balmoral Castle?
Yes, besides Balmoral Castle. 10 minutes by car.
And the woman, the storyteller woman, was she the queen? Just checking.
Maybe she's the queen of her house.
So you built up this friendship with these people, and I don't know, how often do you choose to go, or can you go?
Less than I would like to go.
Less than you'd like to go?
Less than I would like to go, yeah.
I went on to ask Chavi about one of the cultural things, if he noticed the difference between the Scottish and the English, an aspect that maybe not a lot of non-native speakers know about. This is his reply. Talking about, I don't know if you kind of noticed the difference between the feeling or the sentiment between the Scottish and the English. We're not talking British, yeah. Because the British is kind of the whole thing, and I consider myself British rather than English.
Don't tell our Scottish that he is English. He's English.
that's like dangerous.
You're English.
It is true. I think if you say to the Irish, Welsh, or Scottish, you're British, there's no problem. Soon as you say to them that they are English, or you use the word, are you English, then I'm not saying they go nuts, but they really don't like it.
No, they really don't like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pay the bills. An ad break for your pleasure. Have you been learning English for a long time? Have you not met the right person to share your English with? Are you lonely? Are you sad? Tired? Alone? Phrasal verbs to flirt. A 3-week course which will help you pick up somebody, get to know somebody, go out with somebody, move in with somebody, and break up with somebody. 3 weeks, phrasal verbs to flirt. Contact us to find out more information. Phrasal verbs to flirt. And then just to finish, just a general chat about the things, his activities, the things he does in his free time.
Because previously, when you used to work a lot, I know you used to use English a lot. So what are you doing to kind of, maintain your English level?
Well, you suggest last year, just listening BBC, English.
Do you know something? Can I stop you there? I suggest this a lot. I tell people this.
Your tips.
My tips. Yeah. You can't see this on a podcast, but he's actually showing me the tips I gave him last year on a piece of paper. Now, I suggest this a lot, and it wasn't fixed when you said, following your tips, but I always suggest these things to people a lot. So you've been doing those kind of things.
No,
and the other thing,
I go to the gym doing some activity, to enhance the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
I feel much better.
So what do you do in the gym? Is it weights, bicycle, combination?
Bicycle, some gluteos, abdominales, and piernas.
So you've got a super body now, eh? Losing weight and doing all the things. You're like a super body. And question, do you wear Lycra or do you just go in the normal T-shirts and shorts? Everybody goes Lycra now. You got to go Lycra with the young people. You got to get into Lycra. Chavi in Lycra. No, it's going to be cool.
Like this.
I can imagine Chavi going into the Gap class in Lycra.
In Lycra.
With a pineapple.
Upside down.
upside down. On a Tuesday, in the Gap class on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I trust more in gym than in pills.
The gym than in?
Pills.
You mean drugs?
No, I like drugs. I mean pills.
There's a theme. Every time I talk to somebody in my podcast, drugs come up. Drugs always come up.
So I do everything in order not to take pills.
But even, for example, if it's natural stuff.
From the doctor.
So you're talking about the actual chemical type drugs, but pills. Some of the natural things?
Well, I have yerbas.
Herbs.
They're in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of herbs? Are we talking about Bob Marley herbs?
No, not for smoking. I have teas, I have mixes of herbs. I trust up to time, up to some point, you know?
Yeah.
The effects coming from the nature, I think they are not equal than the pills, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of people, like the pills, you know? There's a lot of...
But even
today, there's still a lot of people who, if it's not chemical based, if it's not something that the doctor gives you with some fancy name that they can remember and the amount of milligrams, it's not good. They don't want to know. And I think certain things, maybe you need to take them. I think other things with a little bit of thinking, educating yourself, etc., modifying your diet, I think you can actually incorporate some of these things and it can help as well.
That's one I was just to tell you about our healthy style.
So, are you getting into the cooking thing then? So, you're cooking much more healthier? Yeah.
Well, I like cooking. So, I try to do that.
Well, maybe in fact, the next...
I don't know why. I'm not eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not vegan, nor something like
that. When you
like
say
you're
not eating meat, are you talking about red meat, like steaks and things, or all kinds of meat, chicken, pork, etc.?
All kinds of meat.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of meat either.
Yeah, so I try to follow a healthy or balanced diet.
Mm-hmm. Well, Xavi, I mean, if you continue doing this, you'll live for another 1,000 years.
We are here for... Since the Egyptians' age?
No, I've been here since the Egyptians. You've been here since the Romans.
The Romans?
You're the Romans, I'm the Egyptians.
We can go further, this interstellar age, maybe.
Well, that's going forward. Well, it depends, because they did build the pyramids. We know who we're talking about. They did build the pyramids. So, but this is another conversation, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, the ancient Egyptians, for sure, you know, they weren't from around here. I can tell you that for sure. But we can save this for another conversation, for sure.
Yes.
Well, that was Xavi, by the way. About correcting, some of you may think, oh, this guy's not correcting anybody. And it's true. The objective here is not to be correcting people every 30 seconds. The idea is to get them to feel comfortable and speak. And when they're on a roll, I let them, or I like them to be, comfortable speaking. When I'm doing some classes, maybe there'll be times when I'll be correcting people much more because I'm actually trying to drill a particular phrase, expression, or grammar point, which is not really the point of silly conversations. But you never know, it may happen with a recording. It's a little bit like if you take dance classes. You go to dance classes to learn. I remember going to dance classes many years ago. I used to go to salsa classes. The point. You go to dance classes to learn. You've got an instructor, and the instructor teaches you the steps. Okay? The 1, 2, 3. Uno, dos, tres, cha-cha-cha. Uno, dos, tres, cha-cha-cha. This is cha-cha-cha. I know, it's not salsa. But anyway, the point. You learn the steps. And then, at the end of the session... After a few weeks, at the end of the session, it's a free-for-all. You just go and dance. You may frighten a few people with the moves that you have, but you go and dance. That is not the time to be counting your steps or the instructor correcting you all the time. Why? Because it will take away that energy. It'll take away that interest. It'll take away the fun from what you're actually doing. There's a time for learning. And there's a time for dancing. And silly conversations is the time for dancing. See ya.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.